Hello. Did you miss me? I mean, I hope not too much. It's been crazy. Life is crazy, you know? I've been taking some me time, which was much needed. My work situation is still crazy, my day job. But I think I've been better at managing my own stress and everything, and trying to find ways to feel like in control and comfortable with everything and all that. So, yeah, so I'm feeling much better. I took some me time. I've been telling like everyone I can this, but I started like reading at night before going to bed, and that has really helped my sleep schedule and falling asleep. I feel like I have that like classic modern problem of let me just scoot my mic closer. Okay. That problem of like anxiety and stressing about money and like the shit in the world. Like last night, I had a dream that there was this like solar flare that gave me like a radiation burn on my arms. And because of that, I was like shunned by society along with other people who had like radiation burns. Like if you were like a wealthy person, you lived in a house that like protected you from these solar flares, but all the poor people had like burns on their faces and arms and legs and stuff, and it was fucked up. Like it was a fucked up dream, which like I slept good, but I don't know. It's crazy. My mom has COVID right now. I was sick like beginning of this month, feeling better. So I don't know. It's bananas. It is just bananas. I don't want it. I want it to be strawberries. Ugh, you know? So, anyways, just posted a new audio right now, and I decided to do this little, like, hey, how are you update? And I feel like I always talk about like the dumb, stupid shit in my life. And I don't want to do that. I want to talk about cool, fun things. Like, I don't know. Like morning, like good morning routines. Do you guys do that? Do you do like a morning routine? I think that's what I've been practicing the past few like weeks is how to like, oh my God, I feel like it's been like a month since I actually posted an audio. Fuck. I'm so sorry. Like, thank you for being along for the ride. Yikes. But so I've been practicing like routines and slowing down, and that has been so good. Like, so good. I just read this book. I'm gonna tell you about a book I read. I just read this because I was like, oh, this would be such a good audio idea. So I read this book where it's this like industrialized, like early industrialized nation, like fictional island nation that used to be ruled by these witch queens. And recently, in the past 2 years or 3 years or something, there was a revolution where these witch queens, there's three of them, they're called the sister queens. They were overthrown, and there's like an kind of like a militaristic upheaval where like the monarchy's overthrown. And it's because they were like cruel to people. Like these witch queens were very cruel. So to get revenge, like to like the part of the revolution is that they start killing all the witches. And in this scenario, like all the witches are women. And one of the main characters, okay, so there's two characters that the story follows. And this is the part that you're going to be like, oh, here's the audio. So one is a witch and the other is a witch hunter. And it's a bit of a romance. It's a lot of a romance. But so there's like romance and like there's sex and there's like intrigue. It's very much like enemies to lovers, you know. And so what I like about it is that he thinks she's a witch. She knows he's a witch hunter and he's hunting her. And they still engage in this like courtship as an excuse to investigate the other person. She's trying to find a friend of her grandmother's who was a witch, and so was her grandma. So after her grandmother is executed by the witch hunters, which, my God, some of the visuals in the novel about the executions are so graphic. Like they hang these witches up by their feet and slit their throat in front of the, also apologies if you're eating or sensitive to the that kind of stuff, but slit their throat and like drain all the blood out of them, because in this society all the magic is blood magic. And it's like so brutal and dark. I was like, ooh. Like in bed, I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Yeah. And like the last bit of the book was like, there was some sad stuff. And like, I was nervous for the, it was good. I haven't had a chance to like read a book for me. I've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of reading for work, a lot of reading scripts, you know, which is in a way like a kind of work, you know, like there's a, like, so I haven't read something just for me. Oh my God, I can't even tell you how long. Like, so long. So that was really nice. What else? Yeah. There would be such a good, such a good script. Like, an audio script. I was like, I'm definitely gonna pull things from it as, like, inspiration. But yeah. I think the next one I'm gonna read is about a demon or a devil who's trying to get someone to like sign away their soul or something. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, it's literally called Sign Here, which I don't know. I thought that was fun. Oh, this one was called Heartless Hunter. Yeah. It was good. It was like the female character, the witch, she is pretending to be stupid, which I can relate to. And as a way to like appear innocent, you know, and the hunter, the witch hunter, is very closed off and very focused on his work, which I can relate to. So I thought that was fun. What else has been? Oh, I've been watching old movies. I've been like taking care of my skin and my hair and my nails and, you know, just taking time for me. So I'm going to record another audio as soon as I'm done with this one, because I've decided to take this morning up until like noon just to work on channel stuff. So I'm going to be recording an audio after this. Just finished editing one, posting one. So don't worry. I know it feels like things are really like skimpy on the Patreon and the channel, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. Let's see. I watered all my plants. Head pads for me. Yeah. How have you been? I hope good. Like, I hope you're thriving. I hope you're surviving, and I hope you're thriving. And I hope you're taking time to spend time with you. Like, that's important, you know? And if you're having a hard time, you know what? Let's make this like a sleepy audio. Because I feel like so many people have trouble sleeping. And that's, I don't like that. So let's pivot entirely right now because I'm impulsive and I can be. Let's do like a bedtime audio. Yeah. Okay. I heard you can't sleep very well. And I'm sorry that you're having trouble sleeping. So what I'm gonna do right now that I just decided is I'm gonna read you a bedtime story. How does that sound? Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm just gonna grab a book. Okay. So I'm gonna post this section separately from the entire audio because I think it'd be fun. But I'm gonna keep it in here. So if you hear this again, it's not deja vu. You're just hearing it again on a different recording, okay? So don't worry. So I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read Go the Fuck to Sleep by Adam Mansbach. Yeah? And I have the actual book here. Go the Fuck to Sleep. For Vivian. There's a little thing in the beginning. I don't know who Vivian is, but it says, for Vivian, without whom none of this book would be possible. The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book, if you swear. You'll go the fuck to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Go to sleep. All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The fuck to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. A hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the fuck up and sleep. The cubs and the lions are snoring, wrapped in a big snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her cheep. Fuck your stuffed bear. I'm not getting you shit. Close your eyes. Cut the crap. Sleep. The flowers doze low in the meadows and high on the mountain so steep. My life is a failure. I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please, and sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing as I lie here and openly weep. Sure, fine, whatever. I'll bring you some milk. Who the fuck cares? You're not gonna sleep. This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win, you escape, you run down the hall as I nod the fuck off and sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut, so I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh shit. God damn it. You've gotta be kidding. Come on, go the fuck back to sleep. The end.